Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we are discussing Chapter 59, and I am back to talk about some things we didn't go into depth about last week. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The theme of the song. I mean, the theme of this episode.
Maybe the heart wants what it wants.
Maybe the heart down under.
Yikes, sorry. Is it appropriate?
Hello, After Buzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on After Buzz TV. We have our sensual sounds by Franceli Chapman.
I am from the Caribbean, you know.
Yeah.
We're very passionate lovers.
Eso. All right. My earrings are kind of stabbing me right now, so if I take them off in the middle of this episode, I apologize. It's your girl, Steffi G.
Woo-hoo.
Follow me on Twitter, at Steffi Georgie. And before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to our page. Follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars. Let me know what you think. Do what you do. You know how it goes.
We love our viewers.
Yeah.
You guys are all involved. We love it. I'm Natalie Tavidian, and you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
Yes, Natalie with a Y.
Sorry. I'm on a sweet tie over here, but you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
Y ya tú sabes, Franceli's here. Follow me at Selly Hangout.
Eso. So, everybody. As I'm taking my earrings off, last week we had a sex scene that I wasn't really too happy about.
Why are we gonna talk about it? You weren't here.
We saved that.
We decided
the very last
that we were
minute.
Just gonna like
just let it go.
There's nothing to say. They had sex.
We're disgusted by the 3 times.
Three times a charm.
What the freakers?
3 times a charm.
We're talking about Raphael and Petra.
So chapter 59.
Ugh.
Anyways, we're still going to go back on it because it does come up in the beginning of the episode. But we're going to start with some flashbacks. We're going to start with our narrator. Anthony, we love you! Follow him on Instagram. I believe it's Anthony Mendez, V-O. He's dope. He's the narrator of the show. So anyways, he starts by mentioning that Jane had her first 3 loves. And then they said Michael, Raph, and then Michael.
Because they weren't ready to show us.
The first one they didn't want to mention. You said that it was who, Jessica?
Huh?
You said it was who? You thought that it was Raph.
What? I kind of blinked when that scene happened, like that. and I thought it was when they didn't. Wasn't it when she kissed Raph the first time?
No, the first time she kissed Raph is at a restaurant, and they look like they're in their like tennis gear.
He said we're not ready for that yet.
Yeah, but wasn't it them or no?
It wasn't
no because
them.
He said Raph was number 3.
Yeah, the first one.
They're making us think he was number 3. I don't know.
No, it was number 1.
Like I said, I blinked. I kind of missed that part.
My ears blinked too,
so I was like...
Technically speaking, it was Raph before Michael.
It was.
Before her 21st birthday, they had that kiss, and she was like in love with him, but he just was like a host still. And
was it love or more infatuation?
I say it was infatuation.
I say the first time around, it was infatuation. And then it became love, which is why he was 3rd.
And now they're best friends for life.
Yeah.
Besties!
And you know what they say.
The best relationships are built on friendship.
Well, but then again, it's kind of weird because he's besties with both of them. He's like the wingman for both of them.
He is. He has become besties over the year with Petra. I'd say more they're better now than even when they were married.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Their relationship was just toxic and fake when they were married.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, why are you grinning over there?
Oh my God, Steffi!
So Because I already know what's going to happen. I don't really know what's going to happen, but I'm...
You just sense
it. Oh, because you're just in the writer's room?
My heart just knows. Like, I feel it.
Where you been? Where were you really last
week? I can't stand her. She was getting intel last week.
I was getting intel last week. No. So then we move on, right, in the episode.
3 years, 6 months, 42 days.
Yes, 3 months. And all of that happens. And we're seeing Jane. She's, like, looking va-va-voom in this blue dress. And Abuela goes, si no lo muestra, no lo vende. What did she say? Something about, like, if you don't show it, you can't sell it.
I love
when you don't show it. Si no lo enseñas, no lo vendes.
Pero ahora ella tiene su coqueta.
I know. She had that third button unbuttoned.
Abuela's living on it. You know, grandma knows best. I go to my grandma for dating advice, too. They just know. They know. The game stays the same.
It really does.
Does it though? Because they kept saying, "Wait, listen, let me tell you,
be a modern woman,
be a modern woman." And then like Petra's like, "Go up to him." I'm like, "No." He comes to me. I don't go to him. Like, chill out.
See, it stays the same.
Yeah. Traditional.
I'm not for that. Like, I've giving a man my number or asking him for his number. That's not going down. It's not going down.
And I personally think that why does a modern woman have to be so...
aggressive.
So aggressive. Like, you know, there is something to be said about a woman's delicacy, a woman's femininity, you know? And that's not to say that for anyone who wants to be more tomboyish, which I have to say outside of, you know, being whatever, I can be kind of tomboyish, right?
Yeah. So I think we all have that in us.
But I just still think that we can fall back a little bit. No, we don't... There's a couple of times in this episode, like, for instance, when Jane goes to talk to the guy at the bar. Why couldn't he come to her?
Exactly. Where they smile. They smile at one another.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I do get what they mean by it's a modern day. Like, if you really want to go for it,
don't hold it back. No, it's a two-way street, but let him make the first move.
Right.
Anyway, so we see her looking
That's a whole other topic anyway.
It is a whole other topic. And it's just so funny because later we see that it kind of went down differently. But my favorite part is when she's walking down the street, she's thinking everyone's looking at her.
She's like, I look great.
And the best is when she leans against the wall and the dress goes up. She's like... Oh my gosh, like, was that me?
Like, Marilyn.
Right, exactly.
And then we find out what really happened after. And she had no idea that her dress was, like, stuck on the door.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
But she was just on her way to pick up a coat.
Before the coat,
we see two people in the bedroom. Their names are Raph and Petra, who had some pretty good sex last week. Yes, we're going to talk about it. Raph, why'd you pick her up like that? Relax. You could have just taken her to the bedroom. It didn't have to be so great, right?
To be so great.
I can just picture Stephanie right there, like, eating popcorn and like, wait, let me rewind that real fast.
I was crying. I was like, no.
What's happening?
It was devastating.
It was weird.
Something about it just didn't feel like chemistry to me.
It did, but it
felt
did
like
it.
Alcohol.
I think I was.
It felt like alcohol.
It felt like alcohol.
I didn't realize that they were drunk. I completely missed that or forgot that.
They were a little bit drunk. And as much as it felt like alcohol, I think haters gonna hate, right? And I was always being a hater, and I think I was being a hater because low key, I did feel some chemistry.
You did.
And Raph has been so good about not. Coming at Petra, you know? There have been more than one time in the last 5 years, essentially, like, during the time that they haven't been together, where he's, like, stopped himself from little moments that they've had. So I thought that was, like, a real moment of weakness, but not really because, you know, alcoholic thoughts are sober.
It's just bound
thoughts,
to happen.
Words, alcoholic words. That close. Sober thoughts.
Mi mamá siempre dice, a donde había fuego, las cenizas. You know, like,
for me.
So wherever there was fire, the ashes remain. So basically, my mom would always tell me, like, it's not okay to be friends with your ex because...
Agreed.
At the end of the day...
I'm with your mother.
At the end of the day, the ashes are still there where the fire was. And like the phoenix, it can rise from the ashes.
They can't not be friends, though.
Wah, 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 wah!
In this case, they can't. They have to be friends.
No, well, they have to.
But why she dropped the phoenix? Right? I'm like saying it to her ear.
What?
Can't hear. But why she dropped the phoenix for? That was brilliant.
The phoenix reference.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no. I believe that in some cases, exes can be friends. But mm-hmm. I understand why my mom says things like that, you know?
Yeah. And because comes from a Latina culture where
romance.
Yeah, where once was a spark will always be. And that's why there's so much pull and tension between Raph and Jane, between Raph and Petra. Like, it's always good. The ashes of both those love affairs will always be there.
Because the only thing that can really separate that is time.
Yeah.
And they can't separate themselves from each other because they're kids. Co-parents.
There's no time or space.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. There's no time for those ashes to get wet from the rain. And you know, Jane had never been with
and
again.
Wash away.
Yeah, wash into the ocean.
I'm trying to take my ashes and throw them in the ocean.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm trying to do with my ashes.
Wait, Neil,
what I do with my ashes.
Neil's the life cat still going?
Can I throw them in the ocean? Just forget they exist.
Yeah.
Well,
100%.
In true Petra spirit, I really appreciated how
I feel like Jane the Virgin turns into therapy session.
Absolutely,
I'm having a moment right now.
Absolutely, Jane the Virgin is just fantastic.
My
brings up everything. But moving on, so I. In true Petra fashion, they come in and they open the door,
and she's hiding there,
and she says, "Hello, Jane. Very well done, Petra. It's natural.
She always keeps
it's natural,
fast.
You know. Things like this happen.
Yeah, yeah, it happened. Big deal.
And just here in the closet, she just hands her the code. I was really interested to see what Jane's reaction was going to be.
Yeah,
she played off yucky very well,
but she was yucked.
She was naked.
I
mean, it's not that it's young, it's just like uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right.
I think
she wasn't She wasn't mad or upset or
no.
Anything.
They didn't.
She was just like, curious. I don't need to know about this.
I think it's just gross.
She said, never speak with me.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is interesting, though, that they didn't focus on her reaction too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is actually very interesting because they do focus a lot on their like interactions mm-hmm. otherwise. And like we were talking about this before we were while we were watching the show, how some of you guys, the viewers out there, say that we're so one-sided about Raph and Jane,
mm-hmm.
but it's because they always show these like little sparks and moments.
Right, mm-hmm. they guide us.
It's so we're going on our guide. So I'm actually surprised they didn't show that. But I guess that also focuses on this today's episode is that mm-hmm. she's looking to focus on finding
Jane the flirt.
Right.
She's trying to figure out how to flirt.
She's
flirty. Such a flirt.
Yeah.
But yes, Billie Jean, she's right. Jane doesn't want a date. She just wants sex now. Mm-hmm.
She's been a virgin forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a virgin forever.
Isn't she only like 23?
She 3 years later, so she's like 24 now. 25.
A virgin forever.
Wait, you were... I meant 27 because I was thinking my age and I literally instantly was like, I'm not going to tell nobody my age. I'm 27. And that's still not the right number because it's 26. What? It's 3 years after 20. Oh my God, we're going to move on now because my math skills is up on...
Okay. So, either way, this is a long time to be inexperienced.
Right. Yeah.
Then she gets experience for a hot second. And then now goes 3 years, 6 months, and
for a hot second.
Yeah. And still has no sex coming nowhere.
Natalie will never be not sad.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get over it.
I need her to get some. Michael. She just needs to get it.
I agree. But also, I don't know. I feel like it was a very appropriate time. I thought it was cute that she said she's open to being open. I could understand mm-hmm. why it would just take. Also, because I can understand the first year, nothing. The second year, I feel better. I can go. I can do things. I can work. The mm-hmm. third year, how it's happening, okay, I'm
now
noticing.
Time to focus I'm, on me.
No, but like now you're just peeping people out. Now it's a matter of like, can I get into it? Like,
and what
like
do
she
I
said,
want?
She's overanalyzing. She doesn't know when you're out of the game, you're out of the game. Like, mm-hmm. what are you supposed
but
to
she's
do?
She's a control freak, so.
Right, but the point being is that she has to start over again.
Right.
Where she didn't have to be so much like that because the two men that loved her already knew how she was.
Right.
Now it's like getting someone to accept you from the moment mm-hmm. that you're like, my husband died 3 years ago. You trying to still...
Yeah,
like, but who drops that line?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what she's like, no big deal.
Like, no big deal.
And she made a huge deal.
Yeah,
right. We're about to, like, date number three.
Right.
Yeah.
More like, are we boyfriend and girlfriend now? I have something to tell you.
Now I can tell you.
Oh, about that. I was married.
Exactly.
I love the scene where they're teaching her how to flirt. Me too. And they're like, okay, look at him, smile. Okay, not too much.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest, I do think Alex was flirting a little
he
bit
was
because
totally
he said,
flirting
he
with
said,
her.
Okay, what do you say? He's like, hello, mama. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Call me mama one more time.
Yeah. One. The flirt assessment thing the whole time, I'm sorry, was just
that was
really
so good.
Yeah, no, it was so good. No, I was looking at Stephanie's side eye like, oh, so you could rock the cradle too?
No.
She right.
Because he was a youngin. Because he's a little young for Jane.
Absolutely.
Okay, but Jane just wants...
She just wants what she wants, so he's perfect for that.
Exactly.
Sorry, that was funny.
Oh, man. Oh, she's my God.
But you know what? But that would be nice because it's something more relaxed, someone less serious. She doesn't need anything serious.
Yeah, no, definitely
she's
not.
Been mature before she asked to be mature. So, like, someone to be... And someone who knows how to deal with, like, behavioral... like therapy and problems mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I think he's perfect.
Oh, I
and he was just trying to play it cool for sure.
And you never know. He might come back.
I think he will. I think he was like, well, I didn't know what to say at the moment. I was embarrassed and had crutches and I'm like, froze. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back. He's going to holler.
He's going to holler.
And she's going to like it.
So we see that. And then Petra, after the whole, the sex scene and everything, walks back to her office and waiting for her is Detective Dennis and some new lady, Dana. We better ask them.
We need to check the credits.
Check the face.
I need background checks
need
and
figure
all
out
of that.
She's not fake like stupid face. Shannon.
She can't be trusted.
Mm-mm, nobody can. But they talk to Petra, and even though Petra says she hasn't spoken to Aneska in 3 years, we find out in this episode that she has. So I really wonder what the relationship is there, and what else, for the love of God, does Petra know? Like, why right. does she
Petra's
have so
always
many
hiding
secrets?
Something. And the crazy thing about it is, she's like, I'll put money in your account. So she's been.
Right.
She's taking care of her.
She's been taking care of her for a minute.
She's so a dragon, she knows, just like Raph said.
She knows she killed Aneska, most likely killed Scott.
Right.
Or knows
right.
something.
Right. She's probably
about
just
it.
Like annoyed. And was like, okay, Scott, bye.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't be annoyed from Scott?
Right.
But they were so in love. So I don't know if it went down that way. I think it came down to.
Maybe
she had to
accident.
Choose between her sister and Scott, and she chose family.
Honestly, I bet you it was something ridiculous with Aneska's dumb luck.
Like, yeah.
No, for real. I bet you it was something
yeah,
stupid,
was
and then
clumsy.
Scott died, and she's like, oh, I have to get rid of the body.
Yeah, like he got struck down by lightning
happening.
Or
something.
Something.
Easily. Easily it was something like that. And then she's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Sister, help me.
That was good. That was good.
But yeah. I don't know. Why would she ask her to run away, though?
Yeah, because her husband died.
She's like, you know, she doesn't know. She's always been kind of like
weird.
Off and weird because yeah. whatever reason. But yeah, I don't know.
She paralyzed her own sister.
Right, exactly. But I don't. Yeah, I want to know.
She's their evil mother's puppet. So.
Right.
Yeah, but it's probably still was just for the safety of the Marbella, mm-hmm. which has a lot of little things going on within it, starting with Alba.
Hey.
Alba Fricalica Buena.
Yo, that walk of shame.
The world?
That walk of shame was everything.
Everything.
There was no shame in the walk.
There wasn't.
There was all like.
It was walk of fame, boo. That's what it was.
Like, yeah, I spent the night at Jorge's.
What?
So?
Hey now.
I wanted some.
She was walking.
Did I get some? No. Did I want it?
In the background, La Negra tiene tumbao. La Negra tiene tumbao. La no camina de la.
Forget about it. We're getting this party started.
That's right. That's what it was. That was great. But I'm happy that Jorge, for a second, Francely and I thought that he was going to play her.
Yeah,
he was
I thought he
little,
was playing games.
He was being too was smooth. Shy. Like, oh, I just want to take my time to figure you out. And
I don't know
and
where
like,
I want to take you.
Mm-hmm. Yo, señor, tú eres muy
That's
tremendo.
So weird. He just, like, asks her on a date and then doesn't plan a day.
Well, you know, they're busy working.
Yeah.
The gift shop's busy.
Oh, yeah, so busy.
You know, I think it's...
Busy is never an excuse.
That's true.
That No, that mm-hmm. is true.
Absolutely true.
Because if you really want something,
you
could
yelp
you make
something
time.
At a stoplight.
Yeah.
And that... Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
True.
You can yelp something. He might not know how to use a smartphone, okay?
But
yelp it at a stoplight.
But guess what?
Call
you know how to use
kid.
Numbers. He mm-hmm. can dial it.
Yeah.
Well, Fenty was saying that... It would be interesting if casual sex was brought up for Jane, because how would that conflict with her religious views, and especially Abuela too, with like, mm-hmm. is sex outside of marriage a big deal? I mean, they are a Catholic family. and they're both widows. Mm-hmm. So does those rules still apply for women who are now widows? Should Jane and Abuela be waiting till marriage?
Again.
No, I mean, if they want to, I wouldn't see I could see that being an issue. I think for Abuela more is like, there does need to be like some time. Like, you know, what good is the cow if you get the milk for free, right?
So Sometimes,
right.
But she hasn't dated in like decades.
Sometimes that milk is extra good, so you need to buy it. Oh my God.
And then you have the cow have babies, and then you got more cows because the milk is that good.
That's right. Again. Well, I drink almond milk. What did I just say? Well, I drink almond milk.
Why buy the milk if you can get the almond for free?
The cow's milk is no bueno.
No, but my point is that I'm sure she's still... thinks that there should be some sort of like a time in between. I doubt she'll be waiting for marriage again. Abuela might, but that's in her old fashioned.
But Abuela was getting freaky behind Paris.
Yeah,
we got some weirdos back here.
Let me miniature golf.
Some weirdos making out back here.
They get a little frisky, but I'm really excited for her. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so happy to see a woman of her age. To be trying, you know, adventurous, spontaneous things.
And it's so awesome how giddy she is about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool to see. Cute. Like, grandma's just giddy. She's got her Jorge glasses on.
Yeah.
Thinking Jorge was in her toast in the morning was ridiculous.
That was so funny because...
She was very sees his face everywhere. I think that's so sweet.
Right, but it's also true to... how things work. Like, you just, that's when you, for some reason, you start bringing up their name for everything. All of their, everything reminds them of you, and you're like, the toast was perfect.
Yeah. It was so perfect. Do you see his face on this toast? Yes, Grandma.
That's the worst.
It's there.
Yeah, whatever. So, what else? Then we have, so that's going to go well. So far it's going well. We'll see how it continues.
Right.
The big one, the big triumph that we got this episode was Rogelio and Xiomara.
Oh my God.
That makes me so happy.
I do feel bad for Bruce. I did like him.
I like
But it's one
Bruce
of those things
too.
Where it's like, man, you should have got her when you could have. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he wasn't ready, so that sucks. But what's
timing is everything. It's all timing.
Timing is everything. And I'm just so happy that Xiomara came to and knew that that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That she still loved him. And Rogelio's face when he told her.
And like,
he didn't even hesitate. He was just like, yeah, I love you back.
And he didn't care. He's ending up having to pay the show instead of the show having to pay him. And he does not.
Care
whatsoever because he has this love.
He says, well, to be honest, I just made love with your mother in my car. In the car.
And you see Jane's face. And she was like, so happy about it.
Because it was
like,
cute.
Okay, TMI mother, but I'm happy.
Right? I'll tell you what, though, but the chemistry between Xiomara and Rogelio, Andrea and Jaime, excellent.
It's perfect.
Because I wouldn't even be disgusted by that. I'd be like, oh. This is
so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
Yeah, it was super sweet.
It was nice to see her happy because when it first started, you saw Jane all giddy, you saw Abuela all giddy, and then, I mean, Jane wasn't that broken toward the end, though. She was just, you know, I'm ready to date, but it was
She's
nice to see.
She's open to being open. I really love that she said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see Zomar, like, finally just happy.
This is the reason why we started with the heart wants what it wants, because love finds a way. Yes.
NG90998.
Sorry, that's exactly it. And I was just gonna say that the heart wants what it wants, and it's nice to see in circumstances where Xiomara had everything good with Bruce.
Right.
Everything was okay, but
it was
sometimes
perfect,
it's
but
just
it
not
enough.
Right. It's not enough.
She wasn't in love.
Okay. So I wanted to save the last four.
I'm going
was,
through it.
My favorite three right now, right? Okay.
Tell us what you're going through. Get it out.
No. I'm not going to get on the couch.
We're going to get into depth.
The show is just getting
to me. We have to hurry up. We have 7 minutes to talk deeply or in depth about my favorite three right now. I really, really, really F with Jane, Raph, and Petra. The three of them were really cute. I thought it was awesome that they went to the bar together.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome that Raph caught Jane be silly and then was like, let's help her get her flirt on. Awesome that Petra wanted to join, that they were comfortable with each other, that she was trying to get him jealous. Mm-hmm. Weird that Raph is tripping right now, but he needs to calm down. And like someone said earlier, that Raph just, it's because he genuinely doesn't see an interest in her.
Like, if you do that to a guy, ladies, if you really like
Wait,
a guy...
Wait, Raph doesn't have an interest in
No, this is
who?
The thing. He
in,
is so
because
accustomed...
Because Petra doesn't have an interest in Raph, I'm sorry.
He's so accustomed to it being that way.
Right, right, right.
Petra is just googly for him that he's gotten comfortable in just knowing that's always an option and it'll always be there. Mm-hmm. And now that it's
but
not
it's
an option...
Not.
And so, but this is the thing where guys mess up, right? Because I knew what you were about to say because my mother has said that to me, too. Another piece of advice. Cuando tú dejas de ponerle atención...
Yep.
Then they come running. When you yep. stop paying them mind, then all of a sudden I'm like, see, but the way my mind is set up, the moment I stop paying you mind is because I'm done.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so by the time you want me, I'm done.
Coño.
Homie, never answering the phone, mm-hmm. never responding to that
right?
text.
How did you try to
for you?
Too late.
I agree.
It's a wrap.
I used to get mad because I'm like, but why? Every time I would be angry or I'd be rude to somebody, they're like, damn, you're so sexy. I'm like, but why I gotta be a bitch to you for you to think that I'm sexy?
Exactly.
I can't just love you. You can't just accept my love.
I can't
right.
love you.
That's
let
not
me love
good
you.
Enough.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Yeah, that was good.
We
that
knew
was
it
good.
Was enough, everyone. Right. Don't worry. We're gonna keep you going.
I mean, exactly. Raph thinks Petra's so much in like with him, and I say in like, and then really she's just trying to get Chuck jealous. And I actually really like her and Chuck. Though.
I love that.
And I knew she was gonna ride that bull.
You sure did.
Bull.
You guessed a couple of things this episode. Well done.
I like that Chuck brings out her humility.
Yes, but this is why I think that Raph, specifically what you said, why Raph, I think. Found her attractive is because when missing her tooth that the, for the first time in all of this series Petra
she's
was genuinely endearing.
Yeah,
she's lost a tooth. She's someone who is perfect. Her body, her clothes, her hair, her lifestyle, her children, everything. But homegirl got lost a front tooth.
Right,
that's like
right?
my worst nightmare.
And that's exactly.
Ditto, well, honey, right? I've been living like that. For
but
a
you
long
have
time.
Your teeth.
But you, have
you didn't
teeth.
Lose any.
Yeah,
they still there.
Right. Little kids come up to me all the time. It's like you lost a tooth.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know it's been gone for like 20 odd years.
Aww, do they really?
Yes, little kids think I'm missing a tooth.
You should be like, no, da-da-da, it's a gap. I'm just kidding. Sorry if I offended anyone.
I'm not going to say that to
I
the
know,
children.
Kidding,
respect the gap,
that.
Though. Respect it. That's all I got to say.
Hashtag new phone. Who this? What are you talking about?
Yeah, who this?
No, when you drop, when you stop liking someone and then they hit you up, you're like, huh? Who this?
Yeah, who this? That's right. Dude. They have a Bitmoji for that. So
do they?
Do they too?
I need to get that.
Oh, Bitmoji is the best.
Yeah. I don't have it.
Side note, Siomara has matured a lot.
Yes, she has. She has.
But anyways, going back to the three, yeah, I really like, and Chuck even comes back and says, that is like the sexiest, like sweetest thing I've ever seen a woman do for me.
Right.
And again, because it's not in her character. And a guy, I guess you can give men that credit. They know when you're just doing you. Like, that's what it is that they find attractive about, I think. Some, you know, when I've spoken to friends and stuff like that, they've always said, like, you don't have to try. When you're not trying is when it is. Like, we notice it.
And even though she went and rode that bull to prove a point, it was she wasn't trying to show out. She was trying to be, this is me. See me for me. So, yeah, exactly.
And he knows. And he knows. No, it's not. And then she goes...
Ouch. I really like that he brings that side of her out.
So
yeah, me too.
And Raph, relax. It's just because what's-her-face left you, and Petra's, like, all sweet right now, and Jane is, like, talking to Dennis. I just, you know, normally he has at least one of the girls with him at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He a hug.
Now.
I'm just kidding.
That's that ego.
Now, though, let's talk about the bond, the beautiful friendship that we once saw between Jane and Michael that has now... been between Raph and Jane.
Yeah, fair. I mean, it's there.
It is absolutely there. It
the
is 100% there.
The moment with Dennis, the first person she calls.
Who is the
Raphael.
One that said that? You guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, she's going to call Raph. How precious was that? Because it was like a moment of panic. And here's my thing. In every movie we've ever seen, and I know all y'all can back me up, in all the movies where it's the hidden best friendship that you're, right now we're all thinking, no, for sure, they're just like really good friends. Look how they're sharing each other's like motions, and then we're seeing her hoo-ha glow up and his heart glow up. No. They're because they're going to be around all of that for so much and know each other, it's not going to matter, I think, at the end. I think at the end, it's like, who can I talk to? Who am I comfortable with? Who's going to keep me safe?
Who my baby
Jane,
daddy?
Jane, it's Raph, and Raph, it's Jane.
Who my baby
who
daddy?
My baby
who
daddy?
My baby daddy?
I think they need to work on
themselves. Raph's my baby daddy.
They need to work on themselves still.
That's why it's perfect. But this is the thing, guys, and someone said this to me. It's like, timing is important, but also, like, wholeness is so important.
Of course.
And that's why, yeah, Zoe growing up and maturing is why they can be where they are. So it's like, if you're still broken things, trauma, things that happened to you as a child, losing your spouse, like, those broken pieces, two broken people can't come together.
Oh, wait, guys, so
100%,
I was...
Once you're whole, it comes into your life.
Yeah. Once upon a time, I was walking in downtown LA, and I love... You guys always see, like, they spray paint little, like, things.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I took a picture of it. It says, un-F yourself. Be who you were before the stuff happened that dim your effing shine. And that's exactly what it is. You have to get your shine back. You have to...
Absolutely.
Process it and move forward. Otherwise,
you have to be. Today, someone said to me, "It's more or less when you lose alignment with yourself, it's kind of being centered. Just going back to where you're at instead of just thinking about so much. Even if you're a hot mess, be the normal hot mess that you are, not a hot mess on top of a hot mess. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense, it probably doesn't. But
it's amazing how things.
I'm a philosophy major, so we can talk about it later. Just kidding. Anyways, that's really great. And also the Billie Jean, what's the emoji? No, there's a Bitmoji that says, new phone, who dis?
On Snapchat, Bitmoji.
Even though it sounded like, catch my side, who did? Or catch my side, how about that?
Oh, God, I don't even want to talk about that girl.
Me neither.
Wait, so I...
She's funny, though.
No, girl, you're part of the problem.
Oh, my God.
Of the problem. Wait, I want to talk about Jane and Dennis, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I really, for a second... They did have a genuine moment. It definitely was like an infatuation.
I think they both missed Michael so much that having each other, the idea and the fantasy of it is, it was in a weird kind of...
That's it's really all having have Michael. To talk about.
You know, it's like, I have Michael and you have Michael and me, so we have Michael and so we have each other. Right. And the grief does that to people. Mm-hmm. Like, in a weird way, there's been like... encounters like that, like, well, grief will make people sleep together and have these things. It's not really there.
I don't think there's any romance there. He's a good guy.
She wants to make it work. How's the date good? Oh, well, I think it went well. He's going back with
Lindsay.
Right. Lindsay.
God.
But like, she was upset about it. When they were saying, let's not talk about Michael, I actually was like, no, yes. That's what you guys... Should do. That's their purpose in each other's lives.
They both shared a partner in Michael, so that's a trip. And I can understand it. In fact, I personally know someone who the story is that a husband and wife, right? And then there's a best friend. Husband and wife has a kid. The husband dies. Ooh. She marries the husband and ends up having 5 kids with them, right? So they've always
the best friend, you mean?
Yeah.
Marries the best friend.
Marries the best friend, ends up having children, but it's always been that thing. But
this is like This Is Us, but on steroids. Watch This Is Us?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah! But that's something that's very real, but that's always talked about. It's almost too close to home. So it's like sometimes it's okay to find a comfort in that, but other times it's
you should have
just talked about it because really that's all you're looking for is to talk about it. When you're grieving, you just need to talk about it, not be like, oh, it's okay. It's more like, okay, what is it that's bothering you? What is it that's hurting? Let it out.
I don't think it'll get awkward though. I think she'll continue doing the self-defense or the...
I think they're going to be okay.
I think they're going to remain friends for sure.
I think that's it actually.
Rogelio gets a new show.
Rogelio gets a
new
show.
He's on writing on the little ant.
Yeah. Fabian. We're looking forward to Fabian. Jane's new love interest.
But what's that about? Like, oh my God. They didn't tell Rogelio that his love interest is a man.
No. That's exactly what I thought it was like, too.
That's said it's his rival on the show.
Yeah. Oh.
This is co-star. They said they wanted a new hot co-star, and that... The new hot co-star is the rival on the show.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a young hot man.
Yeah, I know. I was on the same page as like, you at first. Whoa. And I was like, they're making him gay? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, that would have been funny
but
for Rogelio.
Still, like, I would have been like, shouldn't you like tell your star that this is the plot line?
Right, yeah.
No, it's his rival on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
And probably going to be Jane's new interest.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they don't have that same, or wondering rather, if they're going to have that same kind of like bickering, like, because you know how Raphael is about. What was the other guy's name? From his other show? How they're always battling to be like the sexiest.
Oh, Esteban.
Esteban.
Yes. Sorry, to go back on, real quick, for a moment, I didn't know how I felt about them having her hoo-ha glow.
That was pretty risque.
It was pretty risque. I don't know why.
Jane. It's because it's Jane.
No, but no, I think in general. I think, like, just in general, I don't know why, how I felt about it. I just felt some type of way for some reason. I was like,
whether your feminism was kicking in.
I think so.
Your feminism was kicking in.
I think so because I thought, that's funny. I feel like there's been loads of times that they should have done that for the men on the show, considering they're the ones who think with that. And then, second of all, then I'm thinking, you know what, that's not fair because Jane should be able to just be attracted to someone, not thinking she wants to jump into a relationship, which is what I guess they're trying to emphasize there.
But, like, if her heart Jane feeling glue, like, is that a word? Glue?
Yeah.
Glow. If her heart
was glowing.
Was glowing.
Would be love, and she's not.
It would
not,
be love, yeah. And
she's not.
Yeah, and that's why I'm telling myself to just fall back, Stephanie.
It's clearly lust. It's all in her loins. It's a flesh thing.
Loins.
I just wish that they would have had her, like
the aura around her.
Like an aura around her, or like a zoom, yeah. Something like that.
Instead
just kind of so focused on her, like,
crotch.
Yeah. Whatever. Just
kinda... I liked it.
I know. And I'm probably just doing too much. Yeah. I understand that. I was just, again, I'm just being.
I think we hold Jane up to a very high standard.
Yeah. You do, because she's an angel.
She waited till marriage. That's
she's a
big
saint,
deal in the 21st century. In general, in the 21st century, even though she lost her virginity at a relatively, I guess, young age, by today's standards, 23 is not that young, according to what children are doing now. And also, most girls, even if they do wait till 23, it's casual. It's not till marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The importance and the sacredness of waiting till marriage, that's very rare nowadays. Mm-hmm. I have a few friends that are in their 30s and are waiting till marriage.
I have one who's almost 40 and she's waiting.
And people think they're aliens. People respond to them in a particular way. Like, what are you waiting? And it's so negative because the norm has become like, why would anyone do that? That's stupid. Yeah. And it's so disrespectful to not honor someone's belief.
Yeah.
And she's not disrespecting you by saying you're crazy by...
Exactly.
Living your la vida loca.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to Jane. There's a lot of respect, and that's why we respond that way when, because that's
Laura,
not, that's not
hard eyes instead. I like that. Sorry.
Yes,
hard eyes instead. I don't. There's something
that
about that.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had emoji with the heart on the crotch.
That would have been funny, right?
That would have been funny.
But to piggyback, tell me the last thing you just said right now. I'm sorry. To piggyback off of what you just said.
That's why we respond.
Because that's why I respond. And also, I mind you, everyone, like, you can't really miss what you've never had. Mm-hmm. And people forget that those who are still virgin, it's because they've actually, like, not to say that we don't respect ourselves for those who haven't, but they have done a really good job at just preserving themselves. And when you haven't done it, I really don't feel, you're not thinking about it all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless your friends are up in your ear, rude as F, saying, like, you need a...
And Jane doesn't have friends
like that.
I mean, her friends are abuela and her mom.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is going to happen? What do you guys think is going to happen next week with Fabian and this whole Jane being attracted to him that way, and with Raf and Petra?
Well, her father's going to give her the no-go.
For sure, he's going to be so mad because he's
like, he'll know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's going to pursue it. I think she eventually might, the casual sex thing, and keep it to herself. And it might drive her insane.
Yeah.
She'll be conflicted about it.
What about Abuela?
I think...
She's going to go for it.
Abuela's going to get some.
She's more grown.
Abuela's going to get some.
I can see for sure Jane doing it and then just, like, not being okay with it. I mean, like, man, this isn't me.
This isn't me. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to hear Chuck say, Petra!
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 So
hot.
So, right.
Petra!
I want to hear him in real life because he doesn't have that accent in real life, but he always uses it.
He doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, ladies, where can they find you on social media?
Well, you know, guys, you know where to hang out with me at Selly Hangout, all social medias, and make sure to hang out with me on Wednesdays on the Underground After Show.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram only, XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and here next week for the Jane the Virgin After Show.
Woo-hoo.
Bye.
Bye.
April 24th.
I'm
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.